Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. 620 CKRM.
It is the 7th annual. It's a Hound Sing Day of Day giving here at Notre Dame, giving.notredame.ca. Barney Shinker, Chris Masaryk, and Sharky here. We're going back out, talking to alumni, back out on the Western Pizza guest hotline, and probably one of the biggest names that we've had on the show in a while. Wendell Clark is joining us from Calvington, Saskatchewan. He's not in Calvington.
He's not in Calvington. Well, maybe he is in Calvington. Maybe he's seating. Are you, Wendell, are you seating? Are you on the farm? Are you? We've got $1 million rain going on.
There's a lot of rain.
Away right from now. Calvington. That's when you work morning till night. I remember those hours.
Let's get into to Notre Dame, Wendell, and you know, we asked Jaden Schwartz this question as well, and then Gary Lehman. You know, you wave the flag for what they do here. When you explain Notre Dame and your time here to people, how do you do that?
Well, I just say it's the togetherness, the school, everybody's from all parts of the world, and especially all parts of Canada, if you're in the States, if you're in the hockey world, and it's not just hockey, it's all the other sports, it's the dorm, you're really learning how to grow up because you're first time away from home, and it's the older kids that are looking after the younger kids, and a lot of the teachers that are supervising aren't that old either, they're in their 20s, so it's a really learning to grow up with your peers. It really helps the individual become a better person and dealing with situations. It's not the parents always putting the fire out. Kids are learning how to put their own fires out because they're never, at the time they seem like they're really big problems, but they're never really that big.
It's a Hounds Thing Day. We're live in Wilcox at Notre Dame. Wendell Clark is joining us on the Western Pizza Guest Hotline. Now, Wendell, one of the things we're doing today is we're letting some of the current students ask alumni like yourself questions. George, what do you play, and what's your question for Wendell?
Hi there, Wendell. I'm a four-year Hound. My name is George Timmons. I'm from Vancouver Island. I have a few questions today, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Starting off, what's your favorite on-ice memory at Notre Dame, and also what is your favorite off-ice memory?
Favorite on-ice memory, I guess, well, we winning Saskatchewan, it was called the Air Canada Cup, got to go on to that, and playing the tournaments and teams, and the on-ice, it was always fun when you get near the finals, and then the school is jammed. In your home rink. I think one of my funnest road games, we played the finals against the Saskatoon Contacts, and the school shipped everybody on school buses and Greyhounds to Saskatoon and had the rink filled before the Saskatoon parents could get into the building. So that was one of the highlights of playing in front of a full road building, but all our fans. And off ice, some of the greatest, one of your Vancouver Island guys, Russ Cordonneau, was a teammate and a year older veteran from me, and just getting to be great friends with all kinds of, he was a gunner dorm, same as myself, so we always had to battle the chopper and Badgers, I guess, had the big dorm, so any kind of the battles that would go on, it would be the little dorm against the big dorms, and Russ Cordonneau was always one of the leaders for me.
I thought you were going to say, I can't tell the best off-ice memory story here at Notre Dame. That's kind of like the stock answer we're getting out of some people. Now, Wendell, I watched you when you graduated from Notre Dame. You end up with the Saskatoon Blades, 83-84, 84-85. There's some legends on those teams. I'm just looking at the penalties, the PIMs, 225 and then 253, and then your first year with the Leafs, 227, then 271. Hockey was a different game back then, but it's one of those things, and we're in the heat of the playoff race now, and I know we got to let you go because we're tight for time. Tonight, Boston Bruins, Toronto Maple Leafs. I think we know who you're going to be pulling for. What should we be watching for? What do you score tonight? How is this all unfolding for hashtags Leafs forever to take this thing to a seventh game?
No, I think we played a better road game. We have to learn to win low-scoring hockey games, and if we play smart hockey, by the end of the game, we're going to be a better team. It's just we can't make mistakes to allow the other team to get in the game, and we've done that more at home than we have on the road. We've played better the last 2 years of playoffs on the road. So we just have to be patient at home. Don't play a fancy game because you're home in front of your home fans. Just play a road game. And hopefully we can play a road game at home. And I think the goaltending is going to be good. It's never good missing your best player. But you know what? Everybody else pulls together. Yep. I've seen it happen so many times from different teams that have gone a long ways when they miss a good player. The team really tightens up. And we did that last game, so hopefully we can keep it going tonight.
All right. See, it's funny. The other night when we saw Mitch Marner throw his gloves on the bench, I think one of us even said, I don't think on a Wendell Clark Toronto Maple Leaf team, if you threw your gloves on the bench, I don't know how much longer you would have stayed on the bench in the era of the NHL that you played in. But it's a whole other.
Well,
hey,
no,
Wendell,
we were
going to
sit back
in
our
era.
We were going, oh, thank you.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'll let you admit it. We appreciate your time. We're raising money for the Hounds Fund.
No, that's awesome. Yeah,
no,
it's
back
great,
in your day,
school.
It would have been a whole other.
We'd have been looking to see who you're going to fight if you're taking the gloves off early.
There, that's the answer. Exactly.
Get ready.
If you're dropping your gloves, you better be hopping the boards. That is the answer we wanted. It's the all new. It's Wendell Clark on the all new Sports Cage. It's all part of it. It's a Hounds Thing Day. It's the 7th annual. We're raising money for the Hounds Fund. The goal is $125,000. If you would like to hop on your smartphone right now, it's giving.notredame.ca. We'll take a break and come back. The all new Sports Cage continues on 620 CKRM.